two returns for 20 yards and more, one return for 2 yards. And penalties for Cass City, we had one offensive pass interference for 15 yards, two penalties for 20 yards of holding, and one false start for 5 yards for 40 yards in penalties for the Cass City offense. Cass City's defense, 52 tackles, 4 tackles for a loss for 20 yards, no sacks or tip passes or interceptions, no fumbles or recovered fumbles, but 4 penalties for 30 yards. Number 85, Parker Hare, with 11 tackles on the night. Then we had Boots and Loomis, each with 6 apiece. And then we have Moore with 4 tackles. Perry, Cuthrell, Stern, each with 2 tackles. Holbert, Montai, Daniels, and Horn with 3 tackles apiece. And then Nazario with 1 tackle, as well as Schmidt with another tackle. Tackles for a loss, Cuthrell, Moore, Boots, Loomis, each had a tackle for a loss. 420 total loss of yards for the Laker offense. But penalties, encroachment, 1 for 5 yards. Face mask, which was actually declined because of the touchdown, no yards in that one. Blocked in the back for 1 for 10 yards, and roughing the punter for 15 yards for Cass City's offensive defense attack of the night. Lakers, on the other hand, came in with 47 plays for rushing the ball for 207 yards, 9 plays for 38 yards in passing, for 56 plays in offense for 245 yards, 2 plays in special teams for 46 yards in special teams, for 58 plays and 291 all-purpose yards on the night. 7 penalties on offense for 45 yards for the Lakers. And leading the rushing attack, Mauricio Diaz-Reyes, 17 carries for 92 yards. His long of the night was 23. Brennan Wisner came in as the backup quarterback, replacing Dustin Cady, who was injured in the first quarter. 12 carries for 52 yards, 1 touchdown rushing the ball. Terrence Dubes, 13 carries, 60 yards, and 1 touchdown. Evan Shemka, 3 carries for 16 yards. Seth Bowles, 2 carries for negative 13 yards. Dustin Cady started the game a perfect 3 for 3 for passing for 32 yards before being injured. That brought in Wisner, who is 1 for 6 for 6 yards and 1 interception on the night. Receiving the ball, Seth Bowles, 3 for 3 for 25 yards. Evan Shemka, 1 for 1 for 8 yards. Wisner, 1 for 1 for 15 yards. Wischlager, that's the one who has the first name of Brandon Wischlager. I had to look at my roster here, which is about 6 feet above me. 1 for 2 for 6 yards. Diaz-Reyes incomplete for 1, and Dubes incomplete for 1 as well. Special teams, Brennan Wisner, 17 carries for 29 yards. All the lights are out in our sporting complex here. The only light in this whole place is our little light here in the booth right now. It's kind of a little eerie. Punting the ball, Dubes, 1 punt, technically 2 punts, but we won't count that last one, for 17 yards. Penalties on offense, 3 holding for 20 yards. 1 was declined. False start, 3 of those for 15 yards, and 1 block in the back for Lakers offense for 45 yards in penalties on offense. 58 yards in penalties on defense. 42 tackles. 8 tackles for a loss for 40 yards. 4 sacks for 30 yards. 2 tip passes. No interceptions. No forced fumbles. But they didn't have 1 recovered fumble. And 5 penalties for 58 yards. Terrence Dubes with all the tackles of 7 tackles leading the charge. Evan Shemka with 6. Brandon Wischlager and Taylor Fall with 5 apiece. Brandon Wisner with 4. Mauricio Diaz-Reyes with 4 as well. Austin McCabe with 3. Quentin Smith with 1, as well as Brandon Crone and Brady Post. Ian Snyder with 2 on the night, and James Stork with 3. Tackles for a loss. Diaz-Reyes with 1. Ian Snyder, 2 for 8 yards. Shemka, 3 tackles for a loss for 27 yards. McCabe, Austin McCabe, 1 tackle for a loss for 3 yards. And Smith, 1 for 1 yard. Shemka, Evan Shemka came home with 3 sacks on the night as well for 27 yards. And tip passes go 2 to Wisner in the secondary. Like we said, personal fouls, 4 for 53 yards. 1 was half the distance to the goal line, so you're almost looking at 60 yards right there in personal fouls, which extended the drive for Cass City on offense, and then 1 offsides penalty for 5 yards.
Well, Lakers very fortunate that Cass City, especially down the stretch, decided to even this match out with penalties, because Lakers, I think, had 12 or 13 penalties of their own, and obviously Cass City had a couple, especially down the stretch in crunch time. But again, the mistakes, not knowing the snap counts, late hits, unnecessary hits, plays away from the football, for lack of a better term, Clark, knucklehead plays. You just don't like to see that. Just not a very clean game. A lot of, again, not intelligent mistakes. You know, you can always understand, you know, the occasional hold or something along those lines, but three or four personal foul penalties, late hits, you know, plays away from the football, totally unnecessary, and all you're doing is killing drives or boosting drives for the other team if that's on defense. But I got to think, if we handed out game balls, Clark, you almost got to look at the Lakers quarterback and Brennan Wisner talking about a situation where, you know, you lose your quarterback on the first series. He's got to call timeout to get himself out of the game. And an unknown Brennan Wisner freshman comes in, and they don't miss a beat. They run the offense as good as they ever do. If anything, the passing game lacked a little, but Wisner running the ball and delivering handoffs and pitches was spot on. He was very, very on point tonight and ready to play, and he did a heck of a job. And you got to like his future the next 3 years for this Laker offense.
As far as time of possession, it was almost identical half to half. Cass City in the first half had the ball 10 minutes and 19 seconds versus Lakers 13:31. In the second half, Cass City 10 minutes 22 seconds, Lakers 13 minutes 38 seconds. So almost identical there. And when you're looking at it, 20 minutes and 41 seconds for Cass City. Lakers with the ball for about 7 minutes more at 27:19 for the game. When it came down to it, Lakers, regardless of this personal fouls, regardless of sloppy play on both sides of the ball, a lot of turnover downs. We had 1, 2, 3, 4 turnover downs on the, so a lot of defensive stops on this game, including a lot of turnovers. But when it came down to it, Lakers finds themselves on top.
Well, and I think you've seen Lakers' talent level here is higher than we maybe some people anticipated.
Absolutely.
Because, again, they carried their way through those mistakes. Looking at Cass City, you know, Mason Earl is a heck of a quarterback. He's got another year. He was on point again tonight. I can remember 3 to 5 drop passes myself. You know, ones that hit him right in the hands were on target. He looked very good tonight. And other than Sawyer Cothrell, really on offense, there was no help. Jack Stern did catch a deep pass on third and long for a touchdown where he broke free in the secondary. But outside of that one play, Cass City just had the two guys on offense you had to watch out for. Where on Lakers, you know, Dustin Cady you got to watch out for until he got hurt. Dubes, Diaz, Reyes, and obviously Wisner stepped up to the plate. But this win is going to come at a high cost for Lakers. I'd be interested to see and hope that their regular quarterback, Dustin Cady, who went to the hospital at halftime of this game, we hope he's doing okay. Obviously, guys like McCabe, we've seen
Brady Post,
Ian Snyder was limping around, and, of course, Terrence Dubes holding that arm. So a lot of important players for Lakers getting nicked up and banged up here in this middle half of the season. Going to need them healthy, especially for the long stretch of schedule against the GTW coming up.
Dave, why don't we take a look around the area? We have a few finals in the books as well, some still in continue. We have some finals here in 8-man football. Peck defeats Dryden 53-6. North Huron over Caseville 31-14. Harbor Beach over Sandusky 34-6. Ubley falls to Marlette. Marlette 35, Ubley 26. Ubley also beat up with injuries on this night. And Bad Axe secures their second victory of the season over USA 40-6. Game in session right now in the fourth quarter. Vassar, might as well be over. Vassar 35, Reese 6. So right now, Vassar and Lakers, the early men out into the first position in the GTW here, as those two teams face off in Vassar next week on the WLW Sports Game of the Week.
Oh, and that one there, Clark, should determine who wins the GTW already in week 5. Again, with Reese going to hand itself its third loss, and a win for Lakers next week would give Vassar their second loss, would give Lakers a 2-game lead in the GTW. It would be pretty hard to make up that ground, especially the way Lakers has been playing. But again, you know, going to have to sharpen up a little bit, cut down on the penalties if they want to defeat a tough Vassar team next week.
Tonight's game of Lakers at Cass City, Lakers 16, Cass City 12, being brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick of Sea Wing, Ball Equipment of Sandusky and Richmond, Randy's Hunting Center of Bad Axe, More Motor Sales of Caro, Agar Valley Services, DNS Services Incorporated of Cass City, Pigeon IGA, B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, Signature Bank, Pigeon Telephone, Harjo's Ben Franklin, Main Street Cafe and Bakery, all in downtown Pigeon, Kodak Radiator and Air Conditioning of Bad Axe, Bilikowski of America Prize, North Star Bank, and cellular phone service as well as internet broadcast.